So, Rupanuga Das, in your family, who's the best mridanga player?
There's only one mridanga player.
Who's that?
Lakshmi Priya.
So, where is she? Lakshmi Priya? Then you should play the drum. Give that drum to her.
Yes, it's okay. She's learning. Boys can play that.
You sure?
Yes.
Lakshmi, you want to play? All right. Anyway, I'm asking, if you want to play, you play. Okay? All right. Please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bolo.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. So Manish, you still like it?
Yes.
You're enjoying?
Yes.
All right. So in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, make room for the pujari, please, so she doesn't trip. And move this wire. Move this wire away. Good. Glad to see we have first class pujari tonight. Jai. All right. So in seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the whole seventh canto is a conversation between what two people? Who knows? Who studied Bhagavatam? Yudhishthir? Who did I sing? Ha! I gave you a hint. Yes, it's a conversation between Narada and Yudhishthir. What was the scene of the conversation? What was the scene? The conversation took place at a certain scene. What was that scene? If you know, speak out. Nobody knows the scene? Rajasuya Yagya. Very good. What amazing event took place at the Rajasuya Yagya? An amazing event. Ramak. What happened to Shishupal? He lost his head. He lost his head by speaking against Krishna, blasphemy, but he literally lost his head when Krishna used his and gave him a nice head shave. Cut it off. Now, what happened to the spirit soul of Shishupal? Yes, like a meteor, it went into Krishna's body. So Yudhishthira was like, whoa, what was that? So Narada was right by him, and so Narada explains all about Shishupal's previous births. Who was Shishupal before he was Shishupal? Ravan. And before he was Ravan, he was? And before he was Hiranyakashipu, he was Jai or Vijay, I don't know which one. He was one of the set gatekeepers at the seventh gate. So this was his final birth. He got killed by Krishna. Who killed him when he was Hiranyakashipu?
Narasingha.
Who killed him when he was Ravan? And then Krishna killed him when he was Shishupal. So the whole seventh canto is a conversation. So first, Narada spends several chapters describing Narasingha avatar. And then the remainder of the chapter, the canto, chapters 11, 12, 13, 14, 5 chapters, is all about varnashram, the duties of a human being in terms of the material world, but with Krishna consciousness as its center. So there's one chapter called Ideal Family Life. So therefore, since you requested, I have to say something about this chapter. If you are ready, say, Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
So Narada says, who's Narada speaking to? Griheshva Vastito Rajan Kriya Kurabanya Tochita Vasudev Arpanam Sakshad Upasita Maha Munin. Please repeat. Narada Muni replied. Because this chapter opens by Yudhisthira saying, we are grihasthas, how can we make spiritual advancement? So this is Narada's reply. My dear king,
those who stay at home as
householders must act to earn their livelihood. So Narada is not giving anything irresponsible. Narada would make a great speech for any president or king. Hey, get to work. He says right here, you're a householder, you have to work, no bums. Prabhupada used to say, the duty of the king is to see there's no unemployment. Obama, get to work. Because now we have what? Too much unemployment, right? The numbers are going up, up, up. Nobody's got any work. So that's the duty of, well, see, we don't have a king. That's the problem. We have this, as Prabhupada says, demon crazy. Democracy. He called it demon crazy. And we're seeing, right? Nothing gets done because the Democrats say, let's do this, and the Republicans say no. So that's what's going on. But the real point is, here, everyone has to be employed. So Narada is saying, those who act as householders have to work, please repeat, and instead of trying to enjoy the results of their work, themselves, they should offer these results to Krishna, or Vasudeva. See, that right there is the difference between the grihastha and the grihamedi. The grihamedi says, I'll work, but I want all the proceeds. I want the money, and with that money, I will enjoy my senses. But here, Narada is saying, yes, you work, but the results of your work is offered to Krishna. Just like a grihamedi will not offer food to Krishna. He takes directly, his wife cooks, give me that, because he thinks he's Krishna. Give me that. But the grihastha says, no, no, first Krishna has to eat, then I will take what? What do we call that? Prasad. Prabhupada said, prasad means favor. That's what prasad means, favor. So the grihastha offers everything first to Krishna, then takes prasad. But the grihamedi, he takes bhoga. Now, in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, what does Krishna say? That someone who doesn't offer their food, eating sin. Very good. You get double points for that. And he also calls them stena. What's a stena? A chore. Yeah, okay. English, thief. Thief. Yes. Stena, chore. Okay, good. Right. Anyone who's not offering things to Krishna, then they're a thief. They're stealing. Because everything that we see, who does it belong to? Huh. Nothing is mine. Everything belongs to Krishna. That's the beginning of God consciousness. This is how you instruct your children. Nothing is mine, everything belongs to Krishna. It is Krishna's property. Just like so many times in so many houses, I will say, oh, Prabhu, you have such a nice house. And everyone says, no, Prabhu, it's Krishna's house. Right? You all say that. I've been hearing it for so many years, which is good. It's good that you have that consciousness, that actually this is Krishna's house. Please repeat, how to satisfy Vasudev
in this life
can be perfectly understood through the association of great devotees of the Lord. So, this again points out the need for an international society, and also why we want to do these home programs. We want to get the association of devotees of the Lord. So there's a very nice purport to this verse that I want you all to listen. So please try to hear the words of Srila Prabhupada. In the temple, every ISKCON temple, when after the greeting of the deities, Prabhupada instituted that they sing that song, Sri Guru Charana Padma. And there is that one verse where it says, Sri Guru Charana Padma. What's verse number two? Who knows verse? No. That's verse number three. Verse number two is? That's still first verse. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chite Te Koriya Aikya Arana Koriho Maneash. And one time, Prabhupada was very furious, and he was lecturing, and he said, you sing this every day, but you don't know what it means. And Prabhupada had that look with his eyes bulging out. And everyone was like, But he was very serious about it. The meaning of that line is that the real disciple simply wants to hear what the spiritual master is saying and make that one with his heart. That's all the true disciple meditates. Just like Prabhupada. What was Prabhupada meditating on from 1922 all throughout up until 1965? What was Prabhupada meditating on? Yes. Preaching. In the West, in English. First instruction was given in 1922. Wasn't until 1965 that Krishna finally allowed it to happen, but he never gave up meditating on that instruction. Think about it. All those years, he could not forget about it. So the order of the spiritual master, that is the key to success of spiritual life. So try to hear now this Prabhupada purport. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. So Prabhupada says, the format for grihastha life should be dedication to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Key word, dedication. So, how many of you are going to dedicate their lives to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead?
Krishna.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It's not Obama?
No.
Okay. So we're all in agreement that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is who?
Krishna.
Okay. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, anasrita karma phalang karyam karma korotuya sa sanyasi cha yogi cha na niragnya na chakriya. One who is unattached to the fruits of his work and who works as he is obligated is in the renounced order of life and is the true mystic, not one who lights no fire and performs no work. Whether one acts as a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, or sannyasi, one must act only for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Everyone say.
Vasudeva.
Or Krishna.
Krishna.
The son of Vasudeva. Very good. This should be the principle of everyone's life. Narada Muni has already described the principles of life for a brahmachari, vanaprastha, and sannyasi. And now he is describing how a grihastha should live. Because in the previous chapters, he explained brahmachari, vanaprastha, he explained brahman, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. He went through all this. And remember, there's five chapters in this section. So now in this chapter, ideal grihastha life, ideal family life. The science of satisfying the Supreme Lord can be learned as described here. Please repeat. Sakshad Upasita.
Sakshad Upasita.
Mahamunin.
Mahamunin.
The word Mahamunim refers to great saintly persons or devotees. Saintly persons are generally known as munis, or thoughtful philosophers, concerned with transcendental subject matters. And Mahamunim refers to those who have not only thoroughly studied the goal of life, but who are actually engaged in satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Can you all say?
Vasudeva.
These persons are known as devotees. Unless one associates with devotees, one cannot learn the science of Vasudev Arpana, or dedicating one's life to Vasudev, or Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In India, the principles of this science were followed strictly. Even 50 years ago, I saw, this is Prabhupada, I saw that in the villages of Bengal and the suburbs of Calcutta, people engaged in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam daily when all their activities ended, or at least in the evening before going to bed. Everyone would hear the Bhagavatam. Bhagavad classes were held in every village, and thus people had the advantage of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes something about the aim of life, liberation, or salvation. But what happens nowadays? Are people all over the world at night, what are they doing? Are they hearing about Krishna in general? What are they doing? Watching illusion, yes. But in devotees' homes, they are hearing and chanting about Krishna, correct? Yes?
Yes.
Kamlesh, you once told me that in India TV, they have these religious or spiritual channels. Is that still there? Okay, now also we have Mayapur.tv, right? And there are so many ISKCON webcasts. So everyone should be hearing and chanting at night after working. That's important. Just like here it is a Saturday night. What are the Grihamedis doing?
Football.
Yeah, what else?
Party.
Right? So are we having a party?
Yeah.
What kind of party?
Spiritual
or transcendental party, yes. So that is the difference. But the thing is to hear and chant about Krishna. Everyone chant the Maha Mantra. Now, towards the end, I said there were five chapters where Narada is speaking to Yudhisthira. The final chapter is called Instructions for Civilized Human Beings. And right towards the end, just before Narada tells about his own previous life, he says one of my favorite verses in the Bhagavatam. This is one of my favorite verses. So, please repeat. Dharmaste griha medhiyo. Varnita papa nashana. Grihasto yena padavim. Anjasa nyasinam iyat. Pretty good. That's good that you can hear like that. That's good. You get dings. Please repeat. The great Saint Narada said to King Yudhisthira.
Great Saint Narada said to Yudhisthira.
The process of chanting the holy name of the Lord.
The process of chanting the holy name of the Lord.
Is so powerful. That by this chanting. Even householders. Can very easily gain the ultimate result achieved by persons
in the renounced order.
Maharaj Yudhisthira, I have now explained to you that process of religion. So, now you, some of you, most of you should understand why I like this verse so much. So what was so powerful? Chanting the holy name of the Lord. Even householders can get the result achieved by sannyasis. Just by this chanting. So you see, what did Lord Chaitanya stress in his preaching to the general mass of people? Hare Nama. Just chant. Chant the holy name. Our whole movement, it's the Hare Krishna movement. The whole movement is based on chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This statement by Narada. Narada is a great chanter. What is Narada doing flying all over the world? What's he doing? Yes, he's chanting with his instrument. He's preaching. But he's chanting. He's preaching. So, Narada's statement here. The process of chanting is so powerful. We should never forget the power of this chanting process. It has immense power. And you will get the same result as any sannyasi. So that's why I say this bhakti marg is the equalizer. What does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? Mangi partha viapasritya yepisu papa yonaya. Now I've told you the story so many times, Prabhupada calling me Papa Yonaya. Right in front of me. Pointing to me, Papa Yonaya. But it was on this point. It doesn't matter. You may have a sinful birth. You may be low born. It doesn't matter. Because this chanting, this bhakti marg is the equalizer. Everyone, remember I said at the beginning, right? Those who follow Shankaracharya's path, first thing they tell you, take sannyas. Then come back and see us. But that's not true in the bhakti marg. You can be anything. You can be anything, doesn't matter. Just take up the chanting. So everyone chant, everyone. Prabhupada's purport is so nice. Please try to hear Prabhupada's purport. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yes.
This is a confirmation of the Krishna consciousness movement. Anyone who takes part in this movement, what was that word? Anyone. Okay, is there anybody excluded from the word anyone? That means everyone's included. Anyone who takes part in this movement, regardless of what he or she is, can gain the topmost result achieved by a perfect sannyasi, namely Brahma Gyan, spiritual knowledge. What does Lord Chaitanya say? Cheto Darpana Marjanam, Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam, Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam, Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. This chanting is the life and soul of all transcendental knowledge. Just by chanting, you will get transcendental knowledge. Even more important, he or she can advance in devotional service. Maharaj Yudhisthira thought that because he was a grihastha, there was no hope of his being liberated. And therefore he asked Narada Muni how he could get out of material entanglement. But Narada Muni, citing a practical example from his own life, established by associating with devotees and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, any man in any condition of life can achieve the highest perfection without a doubt. Narada was a 5-year-old boy. He was born the son of a Sudra. In this section, Narada talks about his previous life when he was a Gandharva in the heavenly planets. He describes he had a beautiful body and he was very attractive to the women in the heavenly planets. So you have a nice body, it attracts. Right? All these movie stars, they're very attractive. So Narada was always feeling lusty desires. So once in the heavenly planets, there was a Sankirtan festival. So Narada started to sing. Now Sankirtan means Hari Kirtan, not this bogus Kirtan. Prabhupada makes this very clear. Kirtan means Hari Kirtan, not this other concoction. Prabhupada is very strong on this point. Kirtan means Hari Kirtan, nobody else. So the demigods were doing Hari Kirtan. What was Narada singing? Songs glorifying the Devatas. The Prajapatis and the leaders of the Sankirtan festival got very angry. At this time, his name was Upabarhana. So when he was singing songs glorifying the demigods, when it was supposed to be Hari Kirtan, they cursed him. You are not fit to be here. Take birth immediately with no good physical features. Take birth as a Shudra. Boom. Kicked out of the heavenly planets for doing raps music. He wasn't doing Hari Kirtan. Then he took birth as the son of a Sudrani woman. But, benediction, he got to serve the Bhakti Vedantas, the pure devotees. And he took the remnants of the food with permission. And as soon as he took the remnants of their food, something happened inside. And he liked their chanting and their discourses. And he would listen. And they liked the young boy too. So they taught him different things. Then when his mother died, he went to the forest and did exactly what they told him. And Krishna appeared to him. And Narada describes, all of his limbs were separately enlivened. But then the Lord disappeared. So he thought, oh, okay. So he tried again to do his meditation. But something didn't happen. The Lord wouldn't appear. He tried. The Lord then spoke, but he couldn't see, and said, I've shown you my form once. Now you're not going to see me for the rest of your life. He's only a 5-year-old boy. I've shown you my form once, but you're not going to see me. Why? Because now you're going to hanker throughout your whole life. Because seeing God, once you've seen God, nothing else is going to attract you. You have seen the ultimate attraction. When you actually see God, when you actually see, and everything else will look, So the rest of his life, he was just, I want to see that form again. I want to see it. So Krishna said, by that hankering, you become purified. So that also teaches us a lesson. Sometimes we pray to God, give me this, I need this. And sometimes Krishna says, no. Because Krishna wants us to want more for him. Sometimes Krishna is not our order supplier. Like all the kids are telling their parents, what day is coming soon? Ah, the blessed day of the year. That's why you have all given your lists, right? No? Oh, you're detached, huh? Or you know it's a useless waste of time. Anyway, generally speaking, the kids give their list. Daddy, I want this, 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 this. So in general, people think God is like that. In general, people think around the world that God is the order supplier. Yeah, just put in your order and, you know, you'll get what you want. Doesn't happen that way. Doesn't happen. Now, I told you the story the other week about that football player, right? He got angry at God because he dropped the ball. God didn't drop the ball. You dropped the ball. But he's blaming God. So the point is, God is not our order supplier. He blesses us when he's good and ready to bless us. So he just wants to see how attached we are to him. And Krishna even says somewhere, I think it's in 10th canto, I think it's with the gopis, Krishna is saying that if I make myself that cheap, that people, I'll just bless everybody whatever they want, right? Then I become cheap. So Krishna says, when I really want to favor someone, then I don't fulfill their desires, and that makes them hanker for me more. Same way with Narada. So there is this expression, blessing in disguise. This is a hard one. Blessing in disguise. All right? It's going to happen to all of us. Your day is coming. Blessing in disguise. Just like one day, there were no more teeth. It was a blessing in disguise. Or it'll come in so many different ways. When Krishna will take something away from you, and that'll be a test to see how attached and surrendered and devotee to Krishna you are. And when you pass the test, then Krishna gives you a good set of teeth? No, not necessarily. But Krishna will bless you. Right? That's like Kamlesh. A few years ago, you were in that condition in the hospital. We were worried. We didn't know, right? We didn't know if he was going to make it, right? Or you were confident? No, you weren't confident. Nobody. How could we? Right? But you passed the test. Now look. Everything's good, right? And just see what happened. After that, then you got a bigger house. See how Krishna arranges it?
Because of your blessings.
Not my blessings.
Because you bless me,
Hare Krishna. Now everybody's going to say, Prabhu, can you bless me too? You blessed me, now she got a bigger house, can you bless me too? But the point is that Krishna will test us. If you pass the test, then you will get blessings, but you have to pass the test. And the tests aren't easy. The tests are not easy. You really get tested. I'm not trying to scare you, but that's just the way it is. Everyone's going to get tested. So good luck with your test. How will you pass the test? How? Remembering Krishna? Serving Krishna? Remain Krishna conscious. Should we do some more? Okay, RT is what time? 6:30?
Yes.
6:30? Okay. Okay, so now the next excerpt I discovered was from 10th canto. At Kurukshetra, before the battle of Kurukshetra, before the war, something took place at Kurukshetra with Krishna. What took place? Who knows? I said before that. Yes. They went to Kurukshetra to observe what? The solar eclipse. Exactly. So all the residents of Dwaraka, Krishna and his queens, went to Kurukshetra, and all the residents of Vrindavan also went to Kurukshetra, and there was the reunion, the big reunion. So at that time, the sages were with Krishna, Balaram and so many others. So listen to this. The sages then spoke This is Shukadev narrating to Parikshit. The sages then spoke, O king, addressing Vasudev, so that's Krishna's father, Vasudev, while all the kings, along with Lord Achyuta, can everyone say? So that's Krishna, and Lord Rama. Which Rama is this? Balaram. So Krishna and Balaram were listening, and the sages were speaking to Krishna's father, what's his name? Vasudev. And there were all these other kings there. So this is what the sages said. This is the most auspicious path for a religious householder to selflessly worship the personality of Godhead with wealth honestly obtained. So sometimes in the Grihastha ashram, there is this tendency, hook or by crook, get money. So here, what are the sages saying? Yes, selflessly worship the personality of Godhead with wealth honestly obtained. That's the lesson here. And I think we have just one more. This is when Krishna is speaking to Uddhava in the Uddhava Gita. Lord Krishna told Uddhava, a householder should comfortably maintain his dependents. So, and Prabhupada also preached this point. Live comfortably. Nobody's saying Krishna consciousness that you have to live an abnormal life. Live comfortably. Whatever is comfortable, everybody has their own level. Just like everyone has a different capacity for eating, right? So you eat, what did we say, to keep body and soul together. So maybe for somebody it's one chapati, for somebody else it's six chapatis. Just, all right, so here Krishna is telling Uddhava, a householder should comfortably maintain his dependence. So you have a wife, you have children, keep them comfortable. You don't have to be crazy. You don't have to be, and just live comfortably. So one should comfortably maintain one's dependence, either with money that comes of its own accord, or with that gathered by the honest execution of one's duties. According to one's means, one should perform sacrifices and other religious ceremonies. So here Krishna is saying, just do everything nice, sanely, nicely. You don't have to go crazy. Take care of your family, be comfortable, but be Krishna conscious. Everyone chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.